Welcome back to your Whistle Stop Week, coming to you live from the nation of Nambia. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm joined by four panellists who I asked to start this new season bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I think they got mixed up, though, and are scaring me as I look at them right now. First up, a new team skipper, a lady who likes her comedy like she likes her men. Woo-hoo. Edgy, profane, and easy to get. Carrie Simerson!
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Joining Carrie is John... No, it's not. We were supposed to have John Roomery join us, but instead we have the new White House Communications Director, Ryan Hannigan. You're just the latest in the long line, Ryan.
Yeah.
So, stepping into the breach.
Are you saying that my eyes are too close together and that I wear really bright dresses?
Yeah, he is currently wearing a bright dress.
Coming from a man with bright socks.
And he has a penchant for motorized podiums. So, anyway, thanks for joining us, Ryan, and stepping into the breach. We do appreciate it. Hopefully John will join us on some future show. On the other side of the table, a gent who, despite having been on the show previously, has returned. Jim Burke.
Oh, it's me. Hey.
Hey, Jim. And finally, alongside Jim, our other regular team captain, a man with a beautifully buffed cranium and impressive beard, or clean-shaven face and luxurious head of hair, depending on which way up you look at him, Mark Bars!
Yes, that's right. Hope you enjoy your host, because he's going to be 6 feet under when we're done. We're going to have him sleep with the pumpkin.
Let's jump in on team names, as has become tradition on Whistle Stop. Ladies first, Carrie and... Not all ladies first, sorry. Mm-hmm. Carrie as team captain...
Your team.
What would you like your team name to be this episode?
Doe.
John.
Doe.
Doe John Doe. Oh, Doe John. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, very good.
See, slow, small words, slow.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes, very good. Doe John Doe. And Bars and Burke, what do you guys come up with?
Yeah, we're going with the reflections.
The reflections?
Yes, yeah. Because of the light behind our bald heads. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay, so we have Doe John Doe and the Reflections. Wonderful. Well, regular listeners to the show will know how our show is organized. Our
and for those
rounds,
who aren't regular listeners,
I'm about to tell them.
Oh, just figure you know out where we go.
We're only 3 minutes in.
And I've already lost my bloody place. Damn it, Jim.
I have.
I'm a show host, not a doctor.
If you haven't listened to the show before, well, keep those ears sharply attuned, and we will take you through them one at a time, starting with What's the Story, which is where we present each team with a slightly more obscure story from the last couple of weeks. We provide them with three clues, and we ask them to determine what the story might be or come up with something better and ideally funnier. So, let's start with Doe John Doe. Ready, guys?
Sure.
Okay. First clue. The best checked shirt ever.
The best checked shirt ever.
Is this a football joke?
It is not a football
joke.
The
emphasis is on ever. What do you think that means? The best checked shirt ever.
Yeah, there has never been a better checked shirt than this one.
Is it?
Oh, hello. He's dredging. He's dredging the recesses of memory.
I haven't paid attention to anything because I wasn't supposed to be on the show.
Czechoslovakia?
Oh, I like it. I like how she's slightly deviating.
It's good.
I'm full on deviant.
You are fully, you're fully deviant, yes.
There could be a Z in this. You're right.
Okay, we need a
clue. Two.
Clue.
Clue two.
Oh.
Security guarded for life. Security guarded for life.
Best
Reflections. Am I seeing?
Shirt ever.
Am I seeing flashes of perhaps?
They thought they knew
just
it was.
Just moving our heads back and forth.
Yeah.
It's a lot of reflections. Don't worry about it.
They're trying to distract us with the light refractions.
Clue number three. 2 days worth of New York minutes away from heartbreak. 2 days worth of New York minutes away from heartbreak.
This is the downside. You've had so much freaking time to come up with crap like this. Who the hell knows?
And good seriously, Lord. I am so depressed by the current news that I have started binge watching old episodes of Grey's Anatomy. Like, that's where my current events are. It's like 2007 Grey's Anatomy. Right
yeah, but you know what? You know, the
we
thing
need
is,
a support group.
Yeah, the thing is, when you start watching Friends, then you know you have a problem.
You've really given up on that point.
Hey, who's happy Will and Grace is back?
Sure.
No. Really?
Sure. Yeah. Crickets.
Wow. Okay. I guess.
Okay.
I guess
best check shirt ever.
Also.
Ever.
Yes. Right. Security guarded for life. Mm-hmm. And 2 days worth of New York minutes away from heartbreak.
How much is a New York minute? That's a Don Henley song, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. So you have really.
Did Martha Stewart go to jail again?
My favorite socks are the three things I hate most. Ooh. Are math.
And. My socks?
No, my favorite socks say three things I hate most are math.
I know, women are not good at math. And spatial ability.
All right, Ryan. This is obviously a Czechoslovakian... who sings New York Minute?
Don Henley.
A Czechoslovakian Don Henley impersonator.
Yeah.
He's got a concert.
Does he work at a Foot Locker?
No, I think...
The checkered thing, I think, is...
No, Czechoslovakian.
Oh, right.
Czechoslovakian checkered. Don Henley impersonator, his security guard.
But don't they say like a checkered past for different people that have like a different...
Maybe that ties into the security guard. I mean, obviously this is total nonsense, but I love it.
Tell me the security thing again. Security
security guarded for life.
Okay, so there's a Czechoslovakian Don Henley impersonator who has fallen in love with his security guard.
Ooh.
And traded out the salary that they would normally pay this security guard. And now their rest of their life, they're living on the verge of heartbreak because it could never work. You have a rock star and a security guard.
This is an is an episode of Grey's Anatomy. This is an episode of Grey's Anatomy right there. I'm not impressed.
It's totally the one I saw 2 weeks ago. You're so right. Uh-huh. That's it.
And the greenie comes in at the end wearing a checkered shirt. I got it.
We're going with that. And it works out. And they fall in love forever.
You will most certainly get points for that. That's fantastic. Wonderful creativity. Obviously wrong. So let me transfer over to the reflections and see if you guys have perhaps a better made-up story.
Yes,
or,
I do.
Oh, okay. We're not going with the real one. Yes. We're going with better made up. Go
no,
for
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Okay. I think there was a lumberjack festival.
Right. Ooh. Hence the check shirt.
Got
check
it.
Shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. But since we all know that most lumberjacks are Canadian, or British, because I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
Can I just say I'm so happy there's a Monty Python reference in our
And if you didn't get that, kids, just... Google it.
Take your time machine back 30 years.
What's that?
I work all night and I sleep all day.
Anyway, to make a long story interesting, they had a competition in Central Park. Here's the New York thing.
There you go.
And they set a new world record of chopping down one of the biggest trees in Central Park in literally less than 2 New York minutes.
Boom.
But they thought they were from Al-Qaeda, so they have security for lifetime until they get back to Canada.
Fantastic. There is only one small loophole in your made-up story, which is you said it was a competition, and then they chopped down the biggest tree.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that then mean that the next guy in the line couldn't chop down the biggest tree?
No, because then there was a... Because once the biggest tree goes
down,
there's another biggest tree.
Yeah. We highlighted all the biggest trees.
I guess it's not just women who are bad at math.
Don't worry, Carrie, you're winning this round.
It just sounds like Mark's bad at circumference.
Oh my God.
I'm not going there.
I'm not a family show.
Everyone backs away from the microphones. Beep, beep, beep. So, neither story is correct. Both stories are fantastic.
You don't say.
I'm just saying for our listeners.
Oh, like they didn't know either.
I'm pretty sure someone was rooting
for the Googling it already. They Googled those words and now they're on a watch list. Yeah.
The real story is that of Jimmy Smith.
That's a made-up name.
It's like John Doe.
John Doe.
East Orange, New York, who claimed a $24.1 million New York lottery jackpot 2 days before the prize would have expired. He had stuffed in an old shirt a ticket that he purchased almost a year ago and it was one that would win him $24 million. He's a retired security guard, and he told lottery officials that he'd been buying lottery tickets in New York and New Jersey since the 1960s, but doesn't rush to see whether he's won. He said he'd check them when he had the time.
That's it. You got to play to win.
2 days. Within 2 days, he ran and checked his shirt. He saw an advert. The New York Lottery actually put an advert saying, "Hey, come claim your money. Someone must have this ticket." Oh. And he went to the closet, pulled out the ticket, and he said, "I stood there for a minute thinking, do I see what I think I see? I had to stick my head out the window and breathe in some fresh air."
In New York?
He's in Jersey.
The other thing, before you continue with that, the only thing that concerns me, this guy didn't do laundry for almost a year. The hell?
Yeah, fair point. Right.
Bachelor. No wonder he's a retired security guard.
I was just thinking, actually, it makes me happy to feel like this show we know goes out to Hofstra University in New York. There may actually be listeners who knew the answer to this question.
Aw.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ryan?
They still have to listen to this?
It's for credit.
There's classes.
They have to pay to listen to this for credit.
Yes, exactly.
You're welcome.
This is the CIA's torture class.
Reflections. Your first clue.
Yes.
That's an eel of a mess.
An eel? Like E-E-E-L?
E-E-L. Okay. Journalist lady.
Yes, oh my
God. Eel of a mess.
I was putting emphasis on the E.
That's a cruel eel.
If our listeners didn't know, Carrie's from the Independent.
I think we have established she doesn't do math.
You got no math.
We're not doing reading so much. Anyway.
She's street smart, all right?
She's a broken record. It's an E, 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 E.
Please make fun of her stutter.
We've already given me deviant cred, so come on.
Would you like your second clue?
An eel of a mess.
Yep.
Hold on.
No.
I think I got
way.
It.
Ooh.
Million and 1 points.
I think I know what it is.
Well, you can take a punt now, or we can just circle back to the clues later if you like.
Oh, that'd be fine.
And if you get it wrong, then...
We get to go.
Then what?
They're absolutely, there's no punishment.
That's exactly right. So right. You're a footy player. Who cares? What are you going to do to me?
So go for it.
Yeah, there was a truck that turned over in the Northwest that was carrying eels, and it spread all over the highway, and they had to clean it up. Japanese eels, if I'm not mistaken.
What are Japanese eels doing in the Northwest?
Invasion. Immigrating.
It's like snakes on a plane.
Build that wall.
Exactly.
Like no, snakes on
a
plane,
eels on a truck, or eels on a highway.
He's not right.
It was actually the latest Samuel L. Jackson movie, Eels on a Truck.
Yeah.
He was banking on the fame and the fortune he got sequel, from obviously. Snakes on a Plane. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. He wanted to do that job because eels on a truck rhymes with his favorite catchword, which is mother. So, Mark Turner, how did I do?
Clue number two. Are we going to clear that up? Clue number three. There's a slime chance you'll make a clean gutaway. All the puns are done. Congratulations. Yes. You nailed it.
How the hell?
Right. So they get negative points for that, right?
Naturally.
Okay.
Naturally. That's astonishing. That is astonishing. How did you know? Of the two stories, that's the most obscure. How did you know that?
I hacked into your browser history.
You
should be ashamed of yourself.
You didn't re-hack into it. I think you were in it last year, if I remember rightly. So.
I didn't know he liked Teletubbies that much.
You have no idea.
Uh-oh! Okay, slime eels, also known as hagfish, created a sticky, gooey mess when a truck overturned on an Oregon highway, spilling 7,500 pounds of the creatures onto the roadway.
Oh, wait a minute. I wish we had a video, a webcam, because Carrie's face is in such complete shock. Yeah. What, just like, how?
Okay, but the other question is, where were they taking 7,500 pounds of flipping eels?
Come on to that. Yes, that's a great question, particularly when you consider they're called slime eels, a.k.a. hagfish.
It doesn't sound like sushi to me.
Well, the live eels were going to be shipped to Korea for consumption.
But they're from Japan. Why would they send them to
Oregon
first? No,
they're not from Japan.
Oh, Japanese hagfish.
And that enables you to double the prices.
It's like how you grow like Russian whatever, like
Russian
you put
whatever.
Seed, you
Russian
put seeds.
Yeah,
you put seeds in the ground of something that
came
originally
from somewhere
grew somewhere else, and then you ship
so,
it off
so
somewhere else.
So essentially anything growing in the president's garden.
This is fake news.
Right.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news.
You know, you run a news story.
Yes, police said as the truck driver approached road construction and tried to stop, one container flew off the truck bed and into the southbound lane while the other container spilled onto the highway. The eels, when stressed, slime out. And I encourage, I can't say I encourage because it made me want to dry heave, but if you're interested in dry heaving, go on Google and certainly search for this story and look at the pictures associated with it. These things really do slime, and it is vile.
Okay, so I have another question.
Yes.
How much is 7,500 pounds
yes
worth of eel sushi worth? Because the last time I went for sushi with, you know, one other person, we easily dumped like $125. And I guarantee you, we did not eat a pound of sushi. So 7,500 pounds
of
sushi.
A lot of money left on
the
road.
Oh my God. Oh, someone yeah is seriously going to be eating ramen for the rest of their life. And not Rooster's ramen.
Ramen and slime.
Ah, yeah. I did see a picture of that crash too, actually. A ramen truck.
Ryan, are you passing around pictures?
Oh my God.
I know. Seriously. Isn't
oh
it vile?
God.
It looks like something from a horror movie.
Isn't it? It's seriously vile.
Ew. That's what happens when the giant from Jack
I'm
and the Beanstalk.
I'm never eating eel again. That's disgusting.
Points for this round. Well, yes. Carrie, you did, I think, put together a fantastic made up story, as did Barso, to be fair, and he did nail the reflection's own story. So at the end of round one, Dojon Doe. Did I get that right? Okay, very good. Well, usually by now, I've gotten one wrong already. Dojonzo, you guys sit at 20 points. Reflections, a mighty 35.
Ooh. He lied to you already. He said you're winning this round.
Yes,
I was winning the round at the time.
Yeah, you exactly.
Yes, I was winning before we started. And then we played and I lost.
It was the playing that fucked me over. Round two, WTF.
Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot.
Ah, he's back again. God bless him. This is where we give a quote to each of our panelists and ask them to tell us who the quote should be attributed to. Don't necessarily need to get it right, but it would be nice, and certainly we get you more points.
Donald Trump.
Can we change our name?
No, I can't. I can barely remember the one we have. Bars, starting with you.
What?
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
I think this is the psychic version of this game, because I already gave you the answer. But to make a funny one, I think because of the Rocket Man mention, it's Elton John.
It's Elton John, obviously. He is doing foreign policy for us now, yes.
Yeah, it could be Elton John. Yes, that's an
because his hair will go with anything. Because of the person who
I think it's reasonable just at the beginning of every round to blurt out Donald Trump, but just assume it will get you points in that round at some point. So
yeah, that's pretty much. But
yes,
yeah, it was Donald Trump.
It was our POTUS. Absolutely.
Can we call this PTSD instead of WTF?
If we're just saying Donald Trump, it's going to be PTSD. Yeah.
If every quote were from him, and thank God they're not, then yes, we certainly could. Where did Trump blurt out this latest pearl of wisdom?
Twitter.
No.
That's too many Golf characters course for Twitter.
No, right. Swooping Carrie and Ryan. Come on, where did he say this?
Oh, it was the UN.
Yes, it was at the United Nations. Trump representing the United States beautifully, of course. Kim Jong-un did respond. Anyone know what his response was?
Fuck you.
He said, it's going to be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round, I get to five. Come on, all together. I'm not the man they think. Come on, you leave me hanging, seriously. Aye. Okay, Ryan.
Wait, but were you just singing?
No. I knew that was coming, so no.
I love that.
Bill Cassidy just lied right to my face. Ugh. Whose face did Bill Cassidy lie right to?
Is this like Sean Cassidy?
This is his lesser known.
I'll give you a hint. This is in regards to the healthcare bill, the Graham Cassidy healthcare bill. It's not somebody in the political arena as such, although he's putting himself there increasingly every late night.
This isn't fair. I have not been paying attention to politics.
It's John Oliver. It's got to be John Oliver.
I love how your excuse in every round is, I've not been paying attention. Yeah, seriously, yeah. Why are you penalizing me for not knowing things?
Yeah.
So I don't, you can help him, Carrie. I don't have cable anymore, but who are the late night TV hosts?
Oh, that's good to know for future episodes.
Absolutely.
All of her quotes.
I'm
going
to get cable when I get home tonight.
It's Reflections.
One of the late night TV yes. hosts.
Yeah, no, it's it's Jimmy Kimmel then.
Where did you pull that from?
Well, because Jimmy Kimmel gave a tearfelt monologue about his son.
I'm always so suspicious of you when you get things right. It is Jimmy Kimmel. Well done. Yes, this was Kimmel talking about the Graham Cassidy healthcare bill, which was introduced to overhaul. Ooh, nice. Good timing. Overhaul what?
ACA, well, healthcare.
Yeah, the Obamacare healthcare. Okay, Jim.
I heard Obamacare was failing, though.
I don't want to make assumptions here, Jim.
Discuss what?
I don't want to make assumptions here.
Sure.
I know you as a very funny and academic young man. I don't necessarily see you as being the most athletic person around the table.
You are wrong. I play kickball every Friday night. I am an elite athlete.
This is a home run for you, then. Belgium played Bosnia on a cow pasture. But we can't beat Trinidad with water on the field. Who uttered those words?
No fair.
Oh, we're getting some consultation here.
Pele, you saw him?
Nicely done.
Who's the captain? It's got to be the captain, right?
Beats the hell out of me. It's this communist sport that nobody watches.
It's got to be the captain that resigned. That guy. No?
Do you mean the coach?
Liam Donovan. Liam Donovan. That's the answer. He just came out of nowhere.
Ronaldo Messi. Well, I think you're talking about Bruce Arena, the coach.
The coach, yeah, the guy who resigned. Yeah. Is that who it was?
No.
Quote unquote resigned.
Yeah, I know, right?
The guy. I love this
Ryan,
guy.
Do you have any ideas? No. Carrie. You were making pleasant noises at the beginning of this quote.
Can you say it one more time for me?
I certainly can. Belgium played Bosnia on a cow pasture, but we can't beat Trinidad with water on the field.
It's the head coach of the USA soccer
team. How is it not that guy?
It is not that guy.
It's the assistant coach.
I feel like it's somebody like Tim Howard.
Who?
I think it's somebody like Tim Howard.
Tim Howard is a fantastic guess. And it's closer in as much as we are talking about former US men... men's national... Perfectly timed there, Jim. So, men's national team alum.
Right, so can I go like... When they say the USMNT, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
I just think of TMNT.
Yeah. I think America's
Donatello
the only
scores a goal. Oh,
international country that does that. Most people call their teams
Jim's lost.
They call their teams international team.
Ninja Turtles.
If you could never do that around
you
me again,
just love
that'd be
this,
awesome.
Don't you?
Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
I can only imagine the fun we're going to have when we have you and Candace on the same show.
There's a song for every sentence.
Okay, well. Let's hope that's not true.
My dad died.
So this quote comes from former USMTNT
because
I like that player Taylor Twellman.
No one cares about him.
Never heard of him. Never.
Now a commentator, retired relatively recently, but this was regarding the USM. Oh god, I can't even be bothered to do it. The men's national team not making the World Cup in Russia next year. Bruce Arena, who you guys mentioned earlier, the coach who was asked to leave.
I specifically mentioned him. Don't worry about it. I know a lot of things about sports. He did a triple axel all the way to the goal.
I'm going to give you some insight into why he may have been asked to leave.
For a touchdown.
When he was asked by a reporter what he thought of the calls that he be fired, he said, "We appreciate your support. We have great fans."
They don't sound like
that. Yeah, not to be too sarcastic about it. So... Anyway, Donald Trump also waited in on this, saying, "You want to go to Russia? Leave it to me." Oh. Anyone know what Scotland's excuse was for not making the World Cup, aside from being Scotland?
And drunk.
They're not into player development? Is that maybe what it is?
That's actually a really good game. And far too serious for you. No, that's not the answer.
The kilts are too long?
No. Gordon Strachan, who is the Scotland coach... blamed genetics, suggesting that the Scotland players are too small, generally.
Yeah. Which is why they suck at rugby, too.
Anyway, that's inbreeding for you. Oh, all right. Carrie!
All right, give me something good.
But Ryan wants a home run here. Here is one for you. He's a fucking moron.
Ah, that's about
easy.
Oh, Jesus.
No, no, it wasn't him.
That was Walter Sawyer. You're confusing that.
Rex Tillerson.
Yes, it was Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Why did he say... Well, firstly, who did he say this about?
The fucking president, of course. Well,
At POTUS.
The biggest moron... Yeah. The biggest moron in the current world.
Why did he say it?
Because he is.
Because Rex is in the interests of honesty. Yeah.
Rex is into the truth, kids.
I actually... There's been too many moronic episodes that I can't even tell you which one it's attached to at
this
point.
That's fair.
It happened during the summertime.
I feel like the made-up story's on its way.
Well, no, that's when they say that the first time, the main time it happened, okay, is when it was during the summertime, and it was because there was a rift between him and...
Was the living easy?
The at POTUS.
Did he say he wanted 10 times the nuclear arms?
Yes, that was exactly it. Yes, yeah. I think if you combine your answers, you're absolutely on the money. Yeah, that was exactly
it. Points!
Trump stating that he felt like the US needed to increase its nuclear arms tenfold. I'm just going to let that sink in there for a moment.
Is there a lock on that red button? Because this is horrifying.
Actually, there's a fake red button
okay, good.
In there that acts
like
just like
pale
the, one
pink.
In, the one in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that just when you hit it, it just says, don't touch this button.
So initially, Tillerson was misquoted as having said that Trump was a moron.
Right.
Somebody quite helpfully corrected that statement. Again, in the interest of accuracy. What was Trump's response to what Tillerson was alleged to have said?
IQ tests.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I didn't. I love that. What was that, Ryan?
He wants to take an IQ test.
Yes.
Compare IQ tests.
He wants... Challenge him to an IQ test.
Yeah, and then the rap battle ensued.
Old white guys going at it round by. Oh, that's what we're doing, basically. But anyway, yes. Fantastic. Yes, Trump told Forbes magazine, I think it's fake news. But if he did say that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests. And I can tell you who's going to win. Tillerson actually agreed to the IQ test only if Trump would then engage in a who has the biggest hands test.
So, and Mensa offered to do it for both of them, and they haven't taken him up yet.
Can't understand why.
That's the end of round two.
Someone with a higher IQ might understand why, but it's all right if you can't understand it.
Did anyone hear me say that's the end of round two?
I heard it.
Oh, fantastic.
Not paying attention.
So, guys, at the end of round two, Dojon Doe, you've been able to claw some points back. Congratulations. You have now narrowed the gap between the two teams to a 5-point deficit.
Wow, we're winning by five. That's pretty good.
You currently sit at 45 points. Reflections still out in the lead with 50 points.
Woo-hoo, look at us go.
And if we're playing golf, we're doing well.
That soccer question got you points?
Dude, there have been a lot of other awesome answers I've had, so don't worry
Seriously.
About it.
Seriously. Right. You didn't even call it football.
Listen, you don't know anything about math.
Fine. I know this says 90 shillings, and I know that's money. That's math all the way to the bank.
Not in this country, though. Sorry.
Okay, if 90 shilling can't be listening, yes, please send us beer. Round three. That was a week that was my favorite round. The one where we take a news item from history. And we ask our teams to identify the year. There are points for proximity. Teams can steal from one another. And we encourage teams to throw out random dates to try and throw the other teams off the scent. Let's go ahead and start with reflections.
They're winning. You have to go with them.
Your headline. One of these days, I am going to have you host a show. You can see how thoroughly miserable it is. Boris Yeltsin orders attack on Russian parliament to end constitutional crisis.
Let's see. He was there in the 1960s. So.
Wait, was this before or after he had his birthmark removed?
You mean the one that looks like Nicaragua?
You mean the lightning mark on his forehead?
That'll give us...
Wait, Harry Potter was in charge of Russia?
It's Putin's son.
Harry 94? Putin?
Sure. Harry Putin.
94.
Yeah, I'm going to do
Four?
Boris Hilton?
Discuss.
Yeah, 94 sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds totally right.
Military covering in the mouth after the horse had bolted there.
Hey,
he said 94, and I got the eel question right. I'm not trying to break my streak.
Okay. Let's transfer over to Dojondo and see what you guys would come up with, and then we'll see who's
Yeltsin
correct.
It was Yeltsin and then Gorbachev.
Right, so
Gorbachev was 94.
Yeah, so Yeltsin was
86-ish is probably a good bet.
We're on 86.
You guys are, like, really smart.
No, you're not. So for Dojondo, we have 1986. For Reflections, we have 1994. Points for proximity. Even Carrie can do this math. 1993.
Wow. Boom! And we are not playing on Price is Right rules. We are closest. Over, but closest.
I had just started college. I was drinking heavily. I can't be responsible
for those
years.
What do you mean
you
were drinking heavily? I've seen your Instagram page.
It's not called Hot Chick Cold Beer for nothing.
To be fair, that's what she said. She commenced the drinking heavily. It hasn't stopped. So yes, 1993.
Damn.
Anyone know what the constitutional crisis was that Yeltsin very heavy-handedly tried to abate?
Democracy?
I wasn't actually born. I was born in 1996.
It was sort of the opposite of that, actually. Yeltsin aimed to dissolve the country's legislature, although as president he didn't have power to dissolve them, and they were essentially communist. And so he had the backing of the West, most noticeably of the United States, to try and change up the way they were doing things, and in turn tried to change the constitution. In response, the largely communist parliament declared that the president's decision was null and void and impeached Yeltsin.
Did they?
And proclaimed vice president Alexander Rutskoy to be acting president.
You know, see, he missed an opportunity because he could have just sent all of parliament to Chernobyl and they would have just dissolved there.
Who's
ever heard of President Who that took over? Yeah.
Well, he was only acting president for a handful of days. Yeltsin claimed that by dissolving the Russian parliament in September 1993, he was clearing the tracks for a rapid transition to a functioning market economy, again, supported by the West and by the United States. Yeltsin also had control over television, where hardly any pro-parliamentary views were expressed during the crisis, and so
it's the Hunger Games. It was the Hunger Games, wasn't it?
It was. So demonstrators actually raided the television stations in an effort. Those that supported the parliament, the current government, in an effort to try and curtail what Yeltsin was attempting to do. So his response was to have 10 tanks encircle and fire upon the upper floors of the White House. Did you know Russia had a White House?
Well, they got white houses, red houses, blue houses.
I did not know that Russia had a White House. Anyone know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, it's not their. It's not the home.
Well, they fired
upon blown up
it.
Now.
It's not. Yeah, it's no longer white, unless they happen to have repainted it. But no, it was not where the president stayed. Actually, it was the White House is the building that houses the government of the Russian Federation, and therefore where the government is housed. And
is
so,
that part of Star Trek?
So in case, kids, that there's a Trivial Pursuit game or you're geeks who drink, you know that now.
The other fun fact is that the White House in Washington, D.C. is the original one.
The OG?
It's never been burned down. It's never been rebuilt.
It's never been bullet-ridden.
Or fired upon. Or repainted.
It has been fired upon. Remember the guy that shot up the White House?
Actually, all of those things that's happened. Yeah.
Burned to the ground. Don't ever use this show as a reference point for any work.
Was it 1812 and burned to the ground?
This show.
Tomorrow's history test brought to you by Whistle Stop Week.
Mock Tunic.
90 shilling.
Oh, yeah. Like the youth of America need any help being sent off track. Anyway, yes, troops then entered the White House and the occupants fled, took to the streets, mass street battles, 10-day conflict, became the single deadliest event of street fighting in Moscow's history since the Russian Revolution. According to government estimates, 187 people were killed and 437 wounded. However, estimates from non-governmental sources put the death toll at as high as, I'm rather happy to say, because I like this round to include lots and lots of death, 2,000 people. So
really uplifting show we have tonight.
This, I was thinking I should cry in my beer.
Yeah.
How does this compare to the Bolshevik revolution, though?
Yeah, I don't know how it compares to the Bolshevik revolution. Yeah. But I shall certainly look into that. Okay, Dojon Do. You guys are going to nail this. Now, I have to say, obviously, we no longer have Darcy with us as a regular panelist. Hopefully, she'll rejoin us at some point in the season. But in honor of Darcy, I'm giving you one in the 1980s.
Yes!
God.
Don't worry about it.
So if we get the decade week. Right, are we going to get the points?
You're looking good for points for proximity. Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, stripped of his 100-meter Olympic gold medal for failing a drugs test, what year?
Okay,
84 or 88.
84 was Los Angeles.
There's a lot of drugs in Los Angeles too.
I think 84.
Why don't they have more Olympics in Colorado now that drugs are an established part of the Olympic movement?
It's just marijuana. That doesn't help you with any performance.
Although we're working on more opioids.
Not what I tell my wife.
Opioid crisis.
the rest of the states have got us beat on that.
The Jamaican team would be awesome here, though.
yeah, rather than like handing a baton on the relay race, it'd be handing Doritos or something. Exactly. Pringles.
A blunt.
It's a joint. Blunt.
And it's gone by the end because it's on fire. And
you've got to finish it by the end of the race.
Yeah, whoever still has the blunt when they cross the line has to keep running.
Isn't that what the torch relay is across the nation?
Oh, actually, that's a great idea. Torch relay, but try not to grab it by the flame.
They just hold it, and they toke on it, and then they
just keep running. Just keep going.
Love it. Okay, yeah,
we've lost the Olympic
torch
somewhere in Texas.
It seems like you've narrowed it to 2 years.
We're going with 84. 84.
1984! Reflections, what do you guys have? Are you going to go with 1984 as well? It does sound like a pretty good guess.
What if we did, like, choose the same? What if we choose the same one? Is it just a push?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go 85.
Let's do, like, 84 as well.
Okay, 1984.
Yeah, we also say 84. $1! Oh, wait, that's not the case. Sorry.
84 in one day.
1984 in September.
Ooh.
It's the Summer Olympics.
1980. Eight.
We win.
Damn!
We are closer.
Not quite how it works, but
where were those Olympics even in 88?
Seoul. Yes.
Bonjour.
If you watch the Little London Show's videos, you might get that one.
Sorry.
Yes, this is the story of Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, who actually didn't come from Canada originally. Points for where he did come from.
Kenya.
Where was he
His
born?
Mom.
His
mom.
Boom.
You get fractions of points for that.
If he came from the Midwest, if his last name is Johnson.
Fastest fingers on the buzzer, because you've already mentioned the country.
Namibia?
France!
Jamaica.
Yes!
Oh, snap!
Yes, indeed. Jamaica, yes. He had a long-standing rivalry with whom?
Another sprinter.
Carl Lewis.
He's another sprinter.
Yes.
I didn't get that wrong.
Are you talking Dodge or Mercedes sprinters? Oh.
Yes, in the 1987 World Championships in Rome, true competitor to Carl Lewis, when he beat him at the World Championships, establishing a new world Lewis and set up the rivalry for the Olympics in 88. Mm. Anyway, so we had our rivalry set up for 1988.
See you!
Johnson ran a new world record of 9.79 seconds. Of course, there were lots of rumours then and speculation about drug use. Yes, Carl Lewis, of course, was given the gold medal once again when it was revealed that he'd been hired by Libyan leader
Muammar Gaddafi.
To act and to join an Italian football club. They also employed Diego
Maradona, a lot of sports.
And technical consultant. Al-Saadi ultimately did join Italian team Perugia, but was...
Peckin'
Yes!
Drugs?
He failed a drug test!
You expect.
That's hilarious.
At the end of round three, I am delighted and excited, though you can't see it because I'm under a desk.
Oh, God.
To reveal...
No one could see it anyway.
That the teams are tied, 70 points apiece.
Sweet!
Final round, last call. This is where we rat out headlines of the day and ask our panelists to fill in the blank, perhaps with something accurate,
Do we want accurate? Okay.
Hopefully something funnier. Oof. It's your first headline. Half-smoked what sells for $12,000?
Half-smoked?
Wedding dress.
Where did that come from? I don't know.
Half-smoked salmon from Hugh Hefner's fridge.
Oh, sorry, Carrie, sorry.
Half-smoked salmon from Hugh Hefner's fridge.
There
The hardest part is keeping them lit.
Half-smoked Winston Churchill cigar sells for $12,000. Yes, during 1947 trip to Paris, Churchill's half-smoked cigar was acquired by Airman Corporal William Allen Turner, funnily enough. He kept the cigar after his crew flew Churchill and his wife to and from Paris, and it was bought by a collector from Palm Beach, Florida.
For the DNA?
I think
are they going to make
a new Churchill?
Baby Churchill?
Well, you know, Churchill's half American. Wouldn't it be great to have him run here in the States?
Against Trump.
Who? Raging Bull, in and out of the ring.
Oh, God.
It's or not Conor McGregor.
That's a very good answer. Who was Raging Bull?
You don't know who
Raging Bull? I was born in 1996.
Nope.
So
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
No. Whatever.
I'm a millennial.
No, with a haircut like that? No, yeah, you weren't.
That's what all the kids are doing. Don't worry about it.
Jake LaMotta, who the movie Raging Bull was based upon, died at 95 years old. Who called him a good-for-nothing bum?
I did.
Stallone?
No, LaMotta himself. LaMotta himself referred to himself as a good-for-nothing bum with a terrible temper. But it became a bit of a pop culture symbol when portrayed by Robert De Niro in the Martin Scorsese film Raging Bull. Tim Horton's restaurant does unthinkable, creates what flavored latte?
Maple.
Toast.
Maple toast.
No, just toast.
Tim Horton's restaurant doesn't think.
Horton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Ew.
Yes, I'd like the Cindy Lou special, please.
I'm going to say bacon.
Bacon is an excellent guess.
Beer.
Also a good guess, but no. Buffalo sauce.
Ooh,
in a
yum.
Latte?
In a latte, yes.
Oh, barbecue sauce latte?
Buffalo sauce.
Buffalo. Like hot wing latte.
Like Buffalo, New York.
Seriously.
Frank's Red Hot and butter.
That's exactly.
Did you try that weird rainbow frappe disgusting thing?
No, but I thought I would totally do it, though.
I
don't understand how it tastes like mango. It looks like that, but
it
tastes like mango.
I think it tastes like unicorn poop.
Stephen Goldstein, regional president of Tim Hortons US, said...
Gross.
That's what he said.
He may have said that, but he also went on to say... Tim Horton and Buffalo Sauce were both born in 1964, so why not take these two Buffalo staples, as Ryan said, Buffalo, New York, and combine them?
Has there been any report
because
on like sales? Does anyone order it?
Can we get a team Tim Hortons in Colorado Springs? I would love to try it. If anybody at Hofstra is listening, if you could mail us a Buffalo
latte.
Sauce latte, we would definitely
That's
drink
a
it.
Great idea.
I bet if you brought Buffalo Sauce to Dutch Brothers, they would make you one.
Oh, they would. Well,
this
so
is
nice.
Just a flavored latte. So it's actually a real latte, but they're using Buffalo Sauce flavoring.
Anyway,
so.
I guess we should be grateful that Tim Hortons doesn't originate in Missouri, specifically Climax Springs.
Oh!
What may blow sooner than thought and could wipe out what?
Yellowstone, the world.
Is essentially it. Yes, the...
I was going to say my ex-wife.
No, right, that would be wipe out your bank account, Bart. Yes, this is the Yellowstone supervolcano, which could wipe out life on the planet. According to researchers from Arizona State University, neighboring university to Arizona, they analyzed minerals in fossilized ash from the most recent mega eruption and found changes in temperature and composition that had only taken a few decades.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I think the process is speeding up and...
Again, keeping it light.
Could cover America in a blanket of ash. We could possibly plunge the Earth into a volcanic winter.
That's right, kids. Don't wait. Just have sex now.
Aww.
I just think Trump better get a move on or he's going to get beaten to the punch.
Oh, seriously.
Accusers share their stories of who's alleged what.
This one's just gross.
Yeah.
This is not buffalo sauce.
Harvey Weinstein's.
Can we make a fun one
Weinstein's.
For this?
whatever.
Weinstein. Doesn't matter. We don't need to know how to say his name.
We all know the answer to this. Come on, Jim. Like a fun one.
Let's pull our brain power and come up with a funny one. Okay, accusers share their stories of. Gosh, I don't know.
Weird Al Yankovic's alleged parodies.
Alleged talent.
Parodies.
Does anyone really like
Did you Weird say? Yes. Did you say talent? Yes, he's amazing. Have you ever seen him live?
There's two of the two people with beards in here will take all of you, so like, stop.
You have to go to one of his concerts if you don't think
he's
popular.
Who's going to a Weird Al concert?
I would.
Been to three of them.
You know, Jim? Jim?
Is that possible?
Jim, I felt like we formed such a bond here, I'm going to start calling you James. But yes,
like,
Weinstein.
I'm sorry, did you like wait for like Beat It and like what was your or Eat It? What was it? Yeah, that was it.
It's Eat It, right? Eat it.
So like, what is your like? What does he close with?
No, but Eat It's like that's no, newer. Like,
I just wish
it's
our
newer.
I wish our listeners could see the faces that Bars and Ryan are pulling
Talk
right now.
Talk to
it
me about. I would love to know a closing song for an Al Yankovic
for Jim right now. That makes and no for me sense. As well, I hope. Anyway, yes, this is of course the story of Harvey Weinstein's alleged advances. Upon dozens
advances,
of
advances, is that what we'll call Gross. Them? Advances.
Yeah. That's what Six the newspapers assault. Are calling to cover their backs. Yes, dozens of women have come forward, including Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Mira Sorvino, with explosive allegations of sexual harassment and, in some cases, assault by movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. What did a friend of Weinstein, fashion, and I'm putting those words in inverted commas, fashion designer Donna Karan have to say about the situation?
Oh, God.
She blamed the women.
Been there, done that.
It's what they were wearing. They were Donna wearing Karan. Donna Karan.
Yes!
Thank you.
Yes!
That could be the quote of the day right there. Thank
you. There you go. We're going to take that one out and use that one as the promo. Yes, Donna Karan said, how do we present ourselves as women?
Oh,
what
Jesus.
Are we asking? Are we asking for it by Gross. Presenting all the sensuality and all the sexuality? Not you, Donna. Not you so much. No.
Yeah. I did do
good. No. She did come out afterwards and apologise, said she made a statement that unfortunately is not representative of how she felt or what
right.
she believed. So maybe you shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to end up wearing Walmart sweatpants now instead of being able to sell fashion to the Hollywood elite.
That is what she wears.
Oh. a spokesperson for President Trump said, what's the big deal?
Of course. Gross. Of course they did.
Indonesians eat huge what after man defeats what?
Indonesians eat huge man after man defeats smaller man.
Very, very good. Now, this is the story of a snake being eaten after a man defeats the reptile. This is the story of security guard Robert Nambanan, who tried to catch a 26-foot-long python, which he'd encountered on a palm oil plantation just outside of a Sumatran village. The python stuck its fangs in the guard's left arm, nearly severing it. But the snake was killed by villagers and strung up for display in the village before it was chopped up, fried, and eaten.
How does a python get to be 26 feet
you
long?
Need, that's another one. You need to Google, kids.
Have you ever seen, have you Google foie gras, and then you'll know how it's made.
It grows.
Who built the Playboy empire and embodied it?
You did.
Marilyn Monroe.
That was right.
We all
Marilyn Monroe.
She certainly built
it. She was
it.
The first.
Yes, she certainly did build. Do you want to elaborate upon that, Ryan?
It was the first.
No.
No, I just,
it was the first edition of Playboy. Featured Marilyn
She was.
Yeah,
she was.
But sort of illegally, I think, is
That's
what the
exactly
word is.
Exactly right. Yeah, she did not
purchase those pictures.
Consent for those public, yeah, for those pictures to be used. Absolutely, yeah. So to add further to the creepiness, what did Hefner purchase before his death?
Blondes.
The he purchased the spot next to Marilyn Monroe to be buried next to her.
That's right.
That's right. That's
I was
going to
say silicone implants.
He told the LA Times, spending eternity next to Marilyn is too sweet to pass up. And I'm sure she would agree with us.
Eternal creepiness.
You know, DiMaggio will probably come out of his grave and beat that corpse to death.
We can only, we can only hope. And finally, Flight 666 makes it safely to where?
The White
Salt
House!
Lake City!
What did you say, Karen?
The White House!
Oh, God, he's great.
AKA Air
DC?
Force One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quarter of the day right there. Good job.
The correct answer is HAL. H-E-L. The code for Finnish capital Helsinki.
Like, can you imagine, okay, if you've flown, like, American, especially lately, they have really funny flight attendants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And can you imagine if they actually had the flight attendants with senses of humor on that flight going to hell every time? Like, that could be like, full-on day-drinking flight. And if it's coming from the States, you know, it's going to be a long flight.
Yeah, this is the story of Finnair Flight 666. which has been flying to Helsinki Vanta Airport for the last 11 years. No incidents have befallen it. It has flown as well several times on Friday the 13th, which I thought was rather amusing. Anyway, they're reorganizing flight numbers, and that flight will now become 20117, which is the date of Trump's inauguration.
So it's the same number.
And that brings us to the end of the show. Final Yay! Scores. What? Oh my gosh, I have to tally these in my head. Who did well on last call?
Is that what that noise is?
That clanking sound. I am delighted to confirm that in an instance of bucking all trends, Bars is going to lead his team to victory.
Oh,
Reflections coming at 95 points. Though John Doe squeaking in with 85. A valiant effort.
I call bullocks.
If you're interested in learning more about our show, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show. Or you can email us feedback or alternative facts if you wish at WSWShow@gmail.com. I want to thank our panelists this evening, Carrie and Ryan, Bars and John.
James.
No, James. Have you been here all night?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Jim.
Just got here.
Yeah.
I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.